welcome to what we had every intention of being 10 dozen minutes with Riff and Mr. Skullhead. However, when we tried to rig our incredibly complex system of headsets and microphones together, which consists of a headset, a splitter, an extension cord, and another headset, for some reason it didn't work, and we don't know why. And quite frankly, we were frightened and confused by it. So, as it is, you've got me, Mr. Skullhead. Riff's over there in the corner. He can say stuff, but you won't be able to hear it. But I just wanted him to know he is permitted to speak in this particular case. So, I will do my best to answer your questions and maybe ask some questions of my own that maybe you can answer. And we'll all have a good time. I've done it before, and probably we'll take slightly more frequent music breaks than you are used to on this show. But I'll do my best, and you do your best, because losers always whine about their best, and winners go home and fuck the prom queen. Wow. I don't know how many of these is our children learning. I don't know how many of these are from the Thursday show. Let's see. Maybe I'll just skip to the first, and that way I'll know that they're all new and fresh and clean. Maybe not clean, but new and fresh. Robot Man says the OAF should have a rare chance of recommending the Haunted Gallery as an adventure location. Maybe after it's no longer the optimal place to adventure, we could add that in. But I think the OAF should recommend the Hole in the Sky, or no, it should recommend the Pixel Zone as an optimal adventuring zone, because it certainly is. Let's see, Rowden says that thing on Riff's Leatherman is indeed an awl. The hole is for threading stuff like leather. Yeah, I would like to get a Leatherman, or maybe even a Leatherman's jacket, but half of the stuff on there would just make me feel like I had to find some use for it, and like, well, damn it, I have this awl now. I'm going to have to get some leather and start poking holes in it. Anyway, like, if there was a tool for field dressing a deer on a Leatherman, yeah, I don't think I'd ever go hunting, but I might have to go and try and find a deer that had died of natural causes and field dress it. Wow. Riff's Leatherman is a giant thing. It's like a grenade. Like, he could throw it at someone and knock them over with it. But he points out he bought it because it has several different kinds of screwdriver on it, but it also has two saws. And if you've ever tried to saw something with the tiny little saw that comes on a Leatherman, it's just, yeah. It's like, oh, this giant log is blocking our way. Not to fear, I have a Leatherman and 9 hours of free time. What was it Eddie Izzard says about his Swiss Army knife? He's like, oh, and with this thing, I can open a can of beans in a week. Let's see. Trying to get to stuff that's not talking about stuff from last show. Black Belt 02 wishes that he could break his display case so that, you know, if you don't want to have one, then for some reason you decide you don't want one, and then, you know, if you change your mind, then, hey, you have to buy yourself another display case. That's a good idea. I think when you do that, though, there should be some kind of broken glass all over your campsite effect, that half the time if you go there to rest, you just get shards of glass lodged in your percent part. Macaronis asks if there will be new sources of tofu. I don't know, there's pretty much only one source of tofu, and that would be soybeans. So, it would be interesting if they found a way to make tofu out of, like, animal byproducts. Yeah. It's like, this is beef tofu. It's actually made from cow snout. Take that, vegetarian, vegan. Yeah, again, I say, recently, Yeah, Riff points out that we need some equality here. Vegetarians have soy burgers, we need beef tofu. Although I pointed out when someone who plays Kingdom and has played for a while reached that age where they wanted to rebel somewhat against society, kind of find themselves, and this person announced to me that they were going to become a vegetarian, what did I think about that? And I suggested that she try lesbianism as a method of rebellion because she would be so much more popular than a vegetarian, and finally agreed, you know, okay, I'll allow you to become a vegetarian and still talk to you as long as you don't ever sit at a table and go, well, you know, I don't eat meat, so I don't think I will enjoy your repast. Then, you know, choosing to be a vegetarian means you choose to not fucking complain about people not giving in to your weird dietary, self-imposed dietary restrictions, and if you're not going to stop complaining, which I have only met one vegetarian who was capable of doing, you shouldn't be a vegetarian. And it, like, the one guy I know who's a vegetarian who's completely normal about it, I always forget he's a vegetarian because he's not a prick. And, like, he can come over while we're making hamburgers, like, hey, we're making burgers, and he's, oh, that's cool, I'll have some potato salad, because remember, I'm a vegetarian. Like, oh yeah, you're so not a prick. How can you be a vegetarian? Vash Orion says, could the saber-tooth line be improved? Oh, it could. It could. And it might. We are rebalancing the familiars as part of NS13 content. Half of my brain wanted to say competition. The NS13 competition. Only one person will survive. Actually, we're doing a reality show where every week Jake is going to look at the content that me and Riff have worked on and the coding that Xenophobe has done and decide which of us is going to get voted off the company. And the winner gets to still have their job. It's kind of like Glengarry and Glenn Ross in that way. Hi, Skipperick, says I, because that's what I'm typing into chat. And I can't say something else while I'm typing. But, yeah, Vashorian says, could it be improved or could it get a super awesome Mr. Short relative? I want to feel more pride while wearing my lime shirt. Well, the lime is also a monster in the game, in addition to being a familiar. And it is one of the most easily recognizable iconic figures from the game. So, you know, it's visually striking. It's neat. It's a cool idea. It looks cool the way it's drawn. It looks awesome rendered in three dimensions. So, that is... Don't think of it as, like, I really support the Sabretooth Lime familiar, and, therefore I wear this shirt. Think of it as Kingdom of Loathing is, the country to which I've sworn my allegiance, and this shirt is iconic of that. And if you can't do that, just pretend that you're some kind of really weird superhero. As the store text suggests, you might be seeing the Sabretooth Lime in another medium before too long, to be followed by other projects if that's successful. Further bulletins on that as events warrant. Genius says, somehow my NPCR just bit a writing desk on the head. Shouldn't non-anthropomorphic monsters have alternative places to get bitten by NPCRs? Huh, that must be hard-coded, because monsters do have body parts that are specific to each monster. So the NPCR, if it were coded using, like, the weapon text code, it wouldn't be able to bite something in the head that didn't have a head. So since monsters have body parts, maybe we can adjust that code a little bit. Maybe, maybe not. Cialan says, what do you think about an item of the month that is like the wax lips, but adds 10 pounds of sombrero instead of volleyball? I think it would lead to a lot of donations. I think if you read the forums a lot, you would get the impression that the majority of the player base knows the difference between a sombrero and a volleyball, and the majority of the player base considers the sombrero to be superior to the volleyball. But I think if you were to consult the majority of the people who actually play the game, rather than the minority that post on the forums. I don't think most people understand what that distinction is. So, that being said, we also don't want to do anything with Sombrero functionality until NS13, because there's probably going to be not some nerfs, but some exciting challenges and choice enhancement on the way that the Sombrero works. You know, like, all the familiars are going to be rebalanced for NS13, and the volleyball in particular is going, or the Sombrero in particular is going to get some changes. So, that's the thing. Spaz Attack says, is the picture of the Mr. Accessory Jr. a baby screaming? Or a baby with a pacifier? It's a baby with a pacifier. That big, kind of figure-eight looking thing where its mouth should be is not an open mouth with a tongue. It's a pacifier. And it's wearing a bonnet. That's not hair. Glad I could clear that up. Inferno Hero says, so if we're all your children, who is your favorite besides Phoenix, because you have relations with her, obviously directed to Jick? I don't think that Jick considers Phoenix one of his children, because as far as I know, Jick doesn't swing with the incest thing. So, now, our favorites know who they are. We don't need to talk about it. Ricket, Dice. Okay, can you make the Crimbo Elf less of a green pixie without new zone access, please? Crimbo Elf. Ah, yes, the Crimbo Elf is a fighting dancer. But his fight mechanism, he is Lime plus Volleyball, I'm pretty sure. Whereas the Green Pixie is more, it attacks as often as an elemental Gravy Fairy does, only its element is physical damage. So it does have a different attack pattern. So I don't think you should feel cheated if you have a Crimbo Elf. If you don't give a shit about the new zones, just use your Crimbo Elf. Right. Lucy Space says Kialen is actually pronounced Kialen. 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 If that's the case, that's the way it should be spelled. Because it's the erection causing drug is not Kialis, it's Cialis. Therefore, you know, since I base all of my spelling cues on current erectile dysfunction medication, I have to conclude that her name is pronounced Yellen, or his name, or their name. Luna Wolvesman says, Perplexity died without Season 2 happening. I never got into playing the game, but I was looking forward to trying out Rift's card. Is Perplexity just done? Wow. Riff says, from what he's heard, the story arc that was going on is not going to be completed because apparently all of the writers quit or something of that nature, but they were planning on releasing all of the cards. So you should, at some point, get to see Riff's card. Do you know for sure that your card is included in the... Okay, so yeah, Riff's card is definitely in Wave 2, and it looks like that's going to be happening, so... God, that's weird. That they were... I mean, they were getting written up in every magazine, and people... It just... Yeah, it's probably some kind of breakdown in negotiations for money. See, if I were to say to Jake, I want more money or I'm walking... I think, well, for one thing, that's not the kind of thing I'm likely to say, but Jake would just say, well, that's a real damn shame because, you know, you've been here from the first, but let me just reassign all of your stuff to Riff, and, you know, off we would go. So, like, neither Riff nor I could solo hold out for more money. We would have to do it together, and since Jick writes a lot of the content, too, he would have to join our union, right? So, don't really see that coming to pass. Hagiva says when the plus sign disappears in a puff of obsolescence, you should get a non-plussed effect. I have now written the correct definition of non-plussed into the game. So hopefully that will clear things up. Istanbul says, thank you! Absent is finally in the game and in an awesome way. You guys rock my face clear off of my head. Three guesses what I'm going to start collecting. The toenails of your enemies? The stuff that comes out of your belly button. Bottles of absinthe. There we go. Yeah, I'm really damn pleased about the way the Green Pixie came to fruition. But Apple Hat says, yeah, doesn't the new familiar mean that nobody's ever going to use a Crimbo Elf? I hadn't realized that there were so many people who were using the Crimbo Elf. That confuses me. But, I guess we obsoleted a Mr. Store Familiar with a new Mr. Store Familiar, if you want to look at it that way. Which we didn't really ever want to do. So, maybe we should look at retrofitting the Crimbo Elf with something. I'm curious, though, how many Crimbo Elves there are in, like, currently active players. That's going to be hard to tell because anybody who has one is going to be marked non-delete. Let's just have a look at the item counts and I will tell you. Creeping Crud says the Green Pixie looks awesome and I got one but I still want a pony. No, you cannot have a pony. Not for you. Jupiter says, would you be willing to make a Mr. Store item that permits the owner to sell items for under the 100 meat mall limit? Hell no. Hell no. Hells no. The 100 meat mall limit is there for a reason, and it's because of what we observed happening over the course of months of watching the mall. And you can ask people who we're here, you know, from the days of the 5 meat sale, and they will tell you that it's a good thing. So, don't worry about it. LOT says, hey, does increasing item drop rates also increase chance of pickpocketing? No. Adam Sandler says, I love my Green Pixie, thanks a lot. You're welcome a lot. Bob333 says, the Can-Can Dancer skirt looks like a can lid. Is this intentional? If she drops it, will it function as a giant can lid? Alright, guys. I mean, geez. That is clearly a can-can skirt. If you've seen the movie Moulin Rouge, you know, it kind of looks like a little spiral of petticoats under there with some legs in the middle of it, and it's certainly not a can-lid of any type. Devonin says, so many people are so bad at holding their booze that even a tiny bottle of absinthe should hit you. How about instead of 10 turns, it's 25 turns of the effect and one drunk? But there is no alcohol in it, because they boil all the alcohol away, so the hallucinogen will be stronger. So, yeah. Let me do this Crimbo Elf count, see how many of those are hanging around. I don't believe that works the way I wanted it to work. Yes, that is what I wanted to do. Heh. I have all these tools, and if I knew how to use them, I would know how to use them. Let's see. LOTE says, hey, the drop rate for absinthe seems low. Is this just bad RNG? You can only get 5 of them a day. So after you get 5 of them, you can stop trying to get them if you want to. And you should be able to get all 5 in a day's worth of turns. Max Fan says, I noticed that you can still use a disintegrating spike at collar even if you don't have a familiar. Yeah, that's a problem. Send a bug report about it. Also, I don't think you should get the effect if you have a pet rock or toothsome rock or a comic chameleon who would just eat it. No. Actually, the spiked collar is so offensive to every familiar that they do fight against putting it on, and it's not even, doesn't even look attractively edible to a comic chameleon. Because, you know, they're not into being enslaved, as should we all not be. Oh, that was confusing. War Junkie says, hey, Jick and Co., I love that the NH13 countdown is underway. Just thought I'd throw you guys a couple of thumbs up and down a beer in thanks. As for all those naysayers on those nerfs, forgive them. They know not what they do. Heh. Hey, Jick, how about some Louvre images for the rewards pages? I really want to see a picture of a man in a pond arguing with his horse. Maybe. Maybe not. But what confused me was I'd throw you guys a couple of thumbs up and down a beer in thanks. It's like, did he just say, throw you a couple of thumbs down? If he were going to throw us a couple of thumbs down, would he then up a beer in thanks? I don't know. Confusing. Sorry about the wind tunnel here. It's really freaking hot in Phoenix today, so I have my little portable AC unit. Macarona says, if the Battle of Black Cat Tonic does what I think it does, wouldn't it be nice if you could use it while fighting the NS? I mean, there's a risk of losing it immediately. Also, if you lost, you wouldn't be able to use it again. I can't really answer that intelligently without knowing what you think it does. So, sorry. Not Argent says, since the boss bat has two heads, shouldn't the boss bat bandana look more like an infinity sign? No, it only goes on one of the heads. The arguments that they have that leave them with four black eyes are over who gets to wear the bandana on any given day. Inferno Hero says, the reason we have restrictions on eating because we're not old enough to like that kind of food. Our tastes aren't refined enough. Perhaps. Whatever makes it work. Whatever makes it work for you. I'm sure that we'll come up with an official narrative justification. But, whatever. Princess Mandy says, Scully, I love listening to you talk to yourself on the radio. Yeah, I hate it when I'm trying to say something and can't get it out. Gus Benut One says, I made a paper chain and hung it up in my living room each day until NS13. I take a paper loop off. That's pretty cool. It's like an advent calendar only for us. It's pretty groovy. Sprad says, any plans to make mysticality more useful? As it stands now, having an extra 10 points of moxie or muscle can be a huge benefit in combat, but extra mysticality has much less appeal. Maybe, maybe not. I mean, we've always kind of felt like mysticality was the ugly stepchild. Primarily because there are only so many things that take place during a combat. I think what we're mainly focused on is making mysticality meaningful if you're a mysticality class player. So, we are working on that, and for the other people, it can just determine how much of your skills you get to use. I mean, what can we do? Someone else says, we've got a haiku dungeon and a limerick dungeon. Please make a Cockney rhyming slang dungeon. I still maintain that Cockney rhyming slang can't possibly be real. Like, Wikipedia suggests that it's not really actually used anywhere anymore. It's just in soap operas and TV shows and movies that are made in Britain, there are characters that use that slang, and so it's kind of continued to be popular long after anybody actually did it seriously. So, because really, either you would have to grow up in a neighborhood where everyone was doing it all the time and gradually come to understand what the fuck they were talking about, or you'd have to have a manual because none of it is at all intuitive. And I think you'd be in deep Barney if you tried to go in there and if everybody really talked like that, they would be impossible to communicate with. So, yeah. Max Van says, you know what would be interesting? If you could set items in your mall store to notify you when they have been sold. This would work like any other notification in the game. I don't know, can you just not check your mall store and see if it's been sold? Yeah. And I can kind of see where you're coming from with that, but it seems like that's slightly more trouble than it's worth. QOV says, I hear that sodium benzoate causes mutations. Are we going to become mutants if we have too much dyspeptic colon now? I'm actually kind of worried about that. There's this new study that says that sodium benzoate can cause, like, memory loss and symptoms of Alzheimer's and possibly cancer. Because everything has to fucking cause cancer. But sodium benzoate is the preservative that Diet Pepsi uses to keep its beverages fresh, and regular Pepsi. And at the moment, I'm drinking about 6 cans of Diet Pepsi a day. Which I guess I'm going to have to switch to Diet Coke, because they don't use that particular preservative. They use potassium benzoate, and use that until somebody tells me that that's going to give me cancer. And then eventually I will just be drinking water and be slightly miserable. I wonder if coffee causes cancer. Maybe I should start drinking coffee, but to make coffee palatable, I have to add sweet and low to it. And sweet and low causes cancer. What the hell can I do? Colonel Hawk says, when you use a procrastination potion in combat, you should get the adventure 5 turns later where you get punched in the face by the monster you were fighting 5 turns ago. That would be kind of funny if we stored that information. And that happened. What else can we do? Macarona says, if KOL were a 16-bit role-playing game, what do you think the combat music would sound like? Sounds like a contest idea to moi. Yeah, that is a cool contest idea. Some KOL DJ should run that as a contest. Are there people who still do MIDI music? Huh. I think it would be that kind of... Personally, I think it would be that kind of... Mega Man... Final Fantasy... And then when it was over, it would be... Yeah, that kind of thing. Let's see. Jick Griffin P says, Jick, I've decided to try the slave hack game you're talking about, and I've come to this conclusion. You are an idiot. It's been 2 days, and I'm cracking with the best of them. Barrier to entry, my ass. My ass does have a better barrier to entry. But Jick is certainly not an idiot. And if he says a video game sucks, it must suck. By the way, I got Mario Party 8 in the mail today. I'm looking forward to playing it as soon as the show is over. And after that, maybe I'll play a little Smash Brothers Melee. Naked Juice says, Scully, you humming MIDI music sounds like Strong Bad singing in the shower. That was kind of the goal. Like, I don't know. You know, there are bands who all they do is instrumental versions of MIDI songs. Maybe I could be famous as, just have this heavy metal band that just happened to play chords that were the same as the MIDI songs. And as the lead vocalist, I could just go, da 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 da. Yeah. I even just make up lyrics. Zelda, I'm on my way. I'm going to defeat Ganondorf. It would be beautiful. It would be fantabulous. Invariel says, why can't the perplexing door be picked by the lockpicks? Surely a door whose keyhole can handle any key can also handle a lockpick. No, it is enchanted to handle any key and is also enchanted not to handle a lockpick. It's magic. You have to believe we are magic. God damn it. I've had that song stuck in my head ever since I wrote the Roller Skating Muse. And all I know of it is, have to believe we are magic. It's really annoying. Talking says, just wanted to offer a shout out to you guys for new content. Nice mechanics, great writing. And I love the drawing for the Toothless Mastiff Bitch and the Voyeur Artist. My favorite is the Orangutan. and I think the familiar itself is a really great drawing. I always like seeing what he does with the familiars because they're such small pictures, and some of them are so incredibly detailed. Like the misshapen animal skeleton. Pure poetry. Look at that. My terrarium contains every single familiar ever offered, and I'm now looking at them and marveling, except for the dodecapede, which does look like a cockring, but what can you do? Looks like Johnny Cockring, actually. So should we expect peyote buttons next year? No, I think we'll figure out some other way to have a familiar unlock content if we plan on doing the same thing next year. I mean, it could be something like a gnome that takes you deep into the desert, or a miner that takes you deep into the mines, or a Morlock that takes you to the world, underneath the world, or a mermaid that takes you into the sea, or a pedophile who takes you into his van, something. We'll figure it out. Someone else says, how do you steal the lemon from a lemon in the box without fighting just a fox that has an extra lemon? I don't know how many times we're going to have to explain these things to you guys. Let's see. Gleep says, dear chick, never be alone in the same room with Amplitude. It's generally a good idea to not be alone in the same room with Amplitude. I'm sure many of you have seen that picture from St. Louis. Lilac suggests... Oh, no, somebody actually did... he wasn't suggesting lyrics. He was pointing out that somebody did a cover of Zelda with lyrics to it. Ha, every good idea. Fred Levi says, 4 virtual console games come out for the Wii this week, and the 4th is the 100th overall, and it is Zelda 2, which means that the page I always check to see what virtual console games came out this week is a week behind as usual. Okay, it's Nintendo's fucking website, for God's sake. Why are they always a week behind? Why don't they put it up at midnight on Monday? Or, midnight going into Monday. It makes me angry that I can't know without powering up my Wii, because I really don't want to power up my Wii and look until I know what's going to be on there. Let's see. There should be a list somewhere. How to view the virtual console shop in the Firefox browser. Wow. That's amazing. That was kind of freaky. I don't think I want to play with that. But, virtual console database. This is so annoying. All I want to do is have some fun with the games on the virtual console. Fred Levi says, you could still make the Zap Wand regettable. It still costs 5,000 meat each time. Well, that's a good point. But still, I mean, there's no reason for you to blow up your wand if you're paying attention. So, yeah. Invariel says, wouldn't it be cool if there were a somehow accessible sub-area with booze that can't be consumed but would fuel a spirit hobo? No, because then it would be booze. It wouldn't be booze. It would be something other than booze. So, no. Gleep says, will you be changing jalapeno sauce fare as well as habanero? I believe so. Can the doppelshifter turn into the green pixie? Probably not yet. Does the escargot-sicle have consumption text yet? I thought perhaps so. I thought that it did. Is it food? I sound like such an idiot on the show. I don't know. What does the escargot sickle do? And then I will tell you. Let's see. Yes, you pop the frozen snail into your mouth. It slowly thaws. Then even more slowly crawls down your throat. Delicacies, man. Yes, there is totally. So... let's just look at still trying to get the virtual console to tell me what came out. Dead Moon. Mylon's Secret Castle for the NES. Toe Jam and Earl for Sega. And Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link for the NES. It finally occurred to me that the reason why we're not getting decent NES, N64, and SNES games is that Nintendo doesn't want to release stuff to the Virtual Console that's already available for the GBA or the DS, which in my opinion is fucking bullshit. Like, I want to play, if I want to play, let's say, Super Mario World on a console on my TV screen, that is somewhat different than having it on a tiny little portable screen. So, yeah, I don't know why they're doing this, but I wish that they would stop. Like, give us some fucking good games off of the NES, the SNES, and definitely the N64. For fuck's sake, that was a console that really should have gotten more publicity than it did, and every single game that was good on the N64 was a game that Nintendo owned as a first-party license. So, Nintendo, I want to give you money. Make it happen. Make it happen. Someone else says repair Hank's storage when NS13 hits. Yeah. I'm hoping that we'll have a little bit of a narrative tie into NS13 that would do some kind of repair job, some kind of retcon for Hank's. Sex Factory says, idea for new items, salt and pepper spray, and pushes back your enemies real good. What a hit, what a hit, what a mighty, mighty good hit. Yeah, I would be in favor of any salt and pepper reference we wanted to add to the game. Steve of Pasta says, hey Jake, you should add some flowers for Algernon quotes in the misspelled cemetery, it would be awesome. Flowers for Algernon is the worst book and movie ever. It's the saddest thing for no particular reason. It made me so sad when I saw it in school. So, what can we do? What's Apple Person says, hey, you guys know what would be funny in Iambic Pentameter Dungeon. Yeah, we thought about that. But really, the shortest unit of measurement for a poem with Iambic Pentameter is the sonnet. And writing 20 or 30 sonnets just seemed a little too daunting. Naked Juice says, NS13 will bring with it new zones, new quests, mechanics changes, and an adventure again, Link in the Hedge Maze. Maybe. Yeah, Echelon points out they're also waiting to put some of the good games out on the Virtual Console to stretch the longevity of the thing. They don't want to blow their wad all at once. And I appreciate that, sure. I just want my MTV. And by my MTV, I mean some of the games that I've been playing on my actual NES and some I've been playing on my emulator, to be able to just sit down in front of a TV screen and play them without having to hook up another console. Yeah, Lilac says Earthbound, definitely. I want to, I would like, for my wife's sake, because I don't particularly play them, but the Final Fantasy games, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 12, however the hell they were released over here, but something tells me that's not going to happen. Yeah, because they've released all of them on the GBA or the DS, and it doesn't seem likely to happen, which is a shame. Non-Lead Master says, in Soviet Russia, Dead Horse beats you. And is apparently Scottish, as well as Russian. He was from everywhere. Oatgen says, yows, it feels good to see my idea implemented as an item of the month, no less. You guys are awesome. Also, you said in a previous radio show that I would get a complimentary one. So was Oatgen the guy who had been asking for absinthe forever? No. Well, we'll look into that. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a trophy or a secret room you'll be able to enter if the last three digits of your meat are 777? There already is one. If the all of the digits added together in your meat equals 777. So you probably just haven't got there yet. Naked Juice says, I'm currently reading a book I think you lot would enjoy, especially Riff. It is called Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers by Mary Roach. That does sound entertaining. Oh, Riff already read that. Okay. Kingdom Lotto Man says, smashing a Richard Starkey should yield a dick wad. What's Apple Person says, the ass over tea kettle effect should flip your avatar upside down on the character plane. Yeah, it really should. Definitely. We will do something about the Stab Bat trophy. It's all good. Moxasmile says, dear radio people, how do I make a real-life tequila that doesn't suck? Thank you. I don't know how you could make something out of that included kiwi juice that managed to suck. Let me see. What's in a... Yeah, tequila and kiwi juice. Probably you'd need something else to water it down a little bit. Try soda water. Maybe. Or sweet and sour sauce. Not sweet and sour sauce, sweet and sour mix. Sweet and sour sauce would be foul. Let's see. Yeah, try tequila, sweet and sour, and kiwi juice would make kind of a margarita-esque thing. It might be good. Or maybe you're just getting the proportions wrong. I mean, a margarita is nothing but triple sec, limeade, and tequila, so... You could probably just do, like, 6 parts kiwi juice to 1 part tequila, and it would be tasty as hell. Let's see about it. Yeah, let me know how that goes. Stupid questions. Amanda's Lover says, last night during the Choizo versus India match, wow, people still listen to KWE. I was wondering about that. Just did we... Like, it took me a couple... Like, a year to write that, and 6 months for it to be implemented, and then I kind of felt like nobody really cared about the KWE stuff. So I'm happy to hear that, I mean, a couple of people still listen to it. But said something along the lines of, Choizo takes India by the arm... and rubs her stubbly face across his arm. I know India is manly, but she's normally referred to as a girl. I don't know why Chorizo has a stubbly face. Either. I think I'm missing something there, too. Let's try that. Mr. Adventurer says, can Ooh make another item to get from donating? Yes, next month. Stanley says, might Crimson or some other variant of Red been better than Rogue as the Rouge pun in the new zone? Hell no. That is a pun that I absolutely love that I wrote into the card game content, but not into the actual game, I think, except for now. Because in Legend of the Red Dragon, which was one of the games upon which Kingdom of the Living is based, you did fight a Rouge who came and tried to pick your pocket or whatever. And we always found that vastly entertaining because we knew the difference between Rogue and Rouge. And clearly the guys who had made this awesome game we enjoyed playing didn't. So when it came to the Moulin Rouge, I immediately thought of the Rogue Rouge thing. Yeah, Cactus Jack says, no, the female one rubs her own stubbly face on the dude's arms, great burning him. Yeah, but why does Chorizo have a stubbly face? India would have a stubbly face. Chorizo wouldn't. That message is just made of messed up. So, I have to figure out. Let's see. who all is listening to KWE right now? There are 55 people listening to KWE. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, alright, Cactus Jack is actually a naked Jew who can't get enough of hearing his name on the radio. No, dude. He says, no, India's the one rubbing the face across, rubbing her face across the arm, in which Chorizo takes India by the arm. The arm. India's got the arm. Chorizo rubs India's stubbly face across his arm? No. Yeah, that message is just all kinds of messed up, so I'll see if I can fix that later. Bleeding Metal 138 says, is the Penguin Mafia going to improve or stay the same? Something's going to happen with the Penguin Mafia, probably. Netmon Matt says, the Crossbow Fever quote is so much better than what is used now. Why not bring it back? Yeah, we totally should. Itari Asuka says, could you explain what you dislike about cue manipulation? It adds a level of strategy that rewards skillful playing and makes for some interesting choices. Speaking for myself, I dislike any of these kind of bullshit metagame ways of playing the game. It seems like cheating to me. Like counting cards at blackjack. It completely takes you out of playing the game as it is written and goes into this nitpicking, messing with the structure of the game and the way it's coded. Like it strikes me as something that should not be encouraged. Riff points out there's also no way to find out what that mechanic is by simple observation. So it rewards people who have access to spoilers that not everyone has access to. And I just think it's kind of lame. Like, play the game, man. And kill the orcs and shit. Don't be like, oh, I just got adventure number 347 and monster number 349, which means I won't be getting another monster 347 until I see monster 365. So I should adventure in location 4 for approximately 3.5 turns until I return to, like, I know there are people who enjoy playing this game this way, but Jesus Christ. Why? Why? I mean, this strikes me as kind of similar, like people being mad that we're getting rid of this. Like, iTunes just made an update that made it not possible to burn a CD with music that you bought from iTunes using the iTunes program and then rip that CD back onto iTunes using iTunes and have it turn them into regular MP3s. Because that's what a lot of people were doing, and that was a really easy way to buy the iTunes music and then turn it into normal music. So they just closed that hole. I can't really be pissed about that because it seems like the kind of thing that was never going to last because it was clearly using the software in a way that it wasn't intended to be used. So I kind of feel the same way about this. Like, you should have been thinking, wow, this whole cue manipulation thing is an element of strategy that really has nothing to do with the way the game's written and more with the way the random number generator works. I'll bet that they're never going to change that. That just doesn't make any sense. You should have been expecting that to be changed. It's not like it was the Spanish Inquisition or anything. Let's see, I'm going to take a break for about 10 minutes. And then I will return and continue to talk. But I'm out of words. I'm
to know, do you know somebody named? You know his name. Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name. But I just want to let you know that he's mine. No, no, he's mine. What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again?
Are we not men? the heart, the darkness of Marlowe and Kurtz. They were looking for freaks, they were looking for first. Debts unpaid, you were shuffled around, and before too long, you were monkey house bound. A little bit of French paid, poor little orangutan roommate. He never even knew what a banger's name. From his native land of darkness to the country of the free. Interest of science and broad humanity, brought we little Otabanga, dwarfed and without guile, scarcely more than ape or monkey, yet a man the while, so to tutor and enlighten, fit him for a nobler sphere, show him ways of truth and knowledge, to teach the freedom we have here, in this land of foremost progress, in this wisdom's ripest age, we have placed him in high honor, in a monkey's cage, fit companions we provide, amidst gorillas, chimpanzees. He's content, wherefore to cry them when he seems at ease. So he chatters, but he jammers in his jargon, asking not but for money, money, money. Somewhere your body rests in a nice white suit. But they stripped you down, down, down to the roots. The roots. Wake up loud till it hurts. Most of these in the dirt. I hope one night they wake up screaming your name.
That was a little Mountain Goats, the best ever heavy metal or death metal band out of Denton. Not the very best Mountain Goats song, but certainly in the top 10. So, hey, you've got me, Mr. Skullhead, doing my thing on 10 dozen minutes of nobody but me doing my best, making my way the only way I know how. Hopefully, that will not be a little bit more than the law will allow. Panic says, why don't you guys host servers somewhere besides Arizona? Maybe at least like Diablo 2 with East and West. We don't go through anywhere near the bandwidth that a graphics-based game like Diablo 2 goes through. And our servers are more than adequate for the kind of traffic that we have and the amount of traffic that we have. But, I haven't heard any complaints from people as far away as Malaysia using our Arizona servers. They are really, really goddamn good servers. So I think it'll be all right. I think we're okay. Let's see. Yes, the parade post-announcement of how do I listen to the radio show? Asked to Radio Bugbear, as if Radio Bugbear would answer. I don't get it. Codoriferous asks, how do I get across the orc chasm? Either figure out the puzzle, or if you must, go to the KOL wiki at kol.coalfront.net, and it will show you how to do it with hints or with direct spoilers, if that's the way you want to do it. Let's see. Well, that's unfortunate. Listen to me type. You know you love it. Lord British says, make it so fuck is said in-game, because fuck is a sweet word. Lord British, you have won me right the fuck over with your, with your plea, your well-worded and well-reasoned plea. No, the game's rated PG-13, and you can only say fuck once and retain a PG-13 rating. So we're waiting till we really, really need it. Lord British also says, make it so shit is said in game, because shit is a sweet word. And please make semen a larger part of your game. Thanks. How large a part of the game is semen right now? Do we count all of the pirates in that? Lord British, I'm now done reading your stupid, stupid stuff. Somebody said bullshit seems to be the favorite word of the admins around here. That's partially true and partially bullshit. Cloud Strife says, Lake, could you make some sort of a dragon familiar? That would be pretty gnarly. Gnarly spelled G-N-A-R-L-Y, by the way. There is some sort of dragon familiar. Sin has one. So just do a slash who is C-Y-N-N. And you should see that she has, yeah, a familiar that looks like a dragon because it's wearing a dragon suit. I think that's all of the dragon we want to do. Bob Zulb says, would most casual players probably find it more pleasant to wait until you get a 13 casual ascension option than to ascend sooner? If you've already ascended a couple of times, I would say don't adjust your ascending schedule, because eventually you will be able to do the casual ascension. If you feel like you can ascend before the 21 days are up, go for it. Gamma Ray says, so I was thinking there hasn't been a new item from the Grimoire lately. What about a fairy familiar that gives messages like, hey, listen, try attacking the monster, or something? Given the usefulness of Navi in Ocarina of Time, maybe it should just constantly, like, every combat round say, hey, listen, and nothing else. Because that seemed to be pretty much what it did. Just, hey, listen. You should press the yellow button. Marinate says, so I was wondering, will there be spooky raven-esque zones for other elements? Probably not. I mean, the Icy Peak is a cold zone. The Hades is a hot zone. The Hole in the Sky is a sleazy zone. The, what am I missing? Where's my diagram? It vanished. Hot, cold, spooky, sleazy, and dark. Raffle. Hot, cold, spooky, sleazy. Riff, what's the fifth element? Heart. Boron. Lilu Dallas. Stench, yes. The Guano Junction is a stench zone. But as to the question, is there going to be a container zone that's full of zones at various levels that are those elements? No. Why do I always forget stench? Probably because I don't smell and never have. Merritt2007 says, I'm curious as to why Mr. Skullhead's number was changed to number 13. Was it mainly to annoy Jick? Wow, you have a very, very bizarre grasp of what actually goes on in this game. But my original player ID was number 13. That was the account Mighty Bjorn that I made when I initially signed up for the game. I was the first account, besides Jick's 12 testing accounts, to sign up for the game. I didn't do very much with that account, because at that time I was being shipped back and forth from Pennsylvania for my day job, so that I could get some really astoundingly useless employee training. So I had a month where I was kind of out of the loop, and in that time, Jick's friend, who wrote the Haiku Dungeon, made an account called Bjorn, which kind of pissed me off, because, dude, Mighty Bjorn was so my thing. Like, my first email account with Hotmail in 95 was Mighty Bjorn. But anyway, so Bjorn became a well-known player, and Mighty Bjorn, nobody knew who that was. So I made a new account, Mr. Skullhead, who was number 688. And that account became the account that I primarily played and the account that people associated with me. So people asked, you know, if you're such a, you know, old-school player of this game, and if you're an admin and everything, why is your player ID 3 digits? Because that was back when having a high 3-digit player ID was considered somewhat suspect and made you a noob. So I asked if Jick would just swap the player IDs of Mighty Bjorn and Mr. Skullhead, and he did. So he did it. He doesn't really hate the number 13. He just kind of forgot to make an item 13. And then carried on the joke with not having a familiar number 13. Excuse me. Devonin says, which one of you is the Terry Pratchett fan? I think, Riff, you've read some of those, right? Okay. So Riff has read all of them except for the Tiffany Aching adventures. So you've seen the Knack McFeagle and Carpe Jugulum. The reason why that was what we decided to do for the Green Fairy was that I just finished the Tiffany Aching adventures. So I'd held off reading them because it seemed like they were written below the reading level that I read at. But, you know, I thought they would be kind of one-off kids' books. But they actually turned out to be really good and definitely worth the time. So when it came time to do this item, I had just finished going through those. And so I insisted that we make it a Knack McFeagle. I'm sorry, an homage, a certainly fair use covered parody of the Knack McFeagle. Tag says, what exactly is going on with the harder hardcore? Can we get some specific details? I can give you a vague detail, which would be, don't count on having your familiars available to you. Yeah. It's going to be harder, but it's going to be harder in a way that's completely satisfying from a narrative standpoint, and it won't just be an anchor to try and hold you back from finishing stuff. You know, we're not setting up obstacles just to set up obstacles. It's going to be a really interesting way to play. Let's see, where was I just now? Pratchett. Jello Biafra. Wow, Jello Biafra. Hey, how's it going, man? Says, will there ever be a sexual innuendo chat effect, such as having messages ended, bow chicka bow bow, or, if you know what I mean, or wink wink nudge nudge? I can't think of any way to do that and have it not just be sleazy. So, probably not. Oh, I'll bet that was really loud. I apologize. Whiskey Jack says, so you know those Heelys that kids roll around on? Do they sell dress shoe versions of those for the office? If so, I want a pair. It would be kind of funny if you could buy, like, wingtip Heelys to roll around on. I think that if they're going to continue to manufacture these shoes that have the little wheel in the heel, every municipality in the country needs to pass a law that it is totally okay to trip the annoying fucking kids who are running, you know, skating through the mall at 50 miles an hour. You know, it should be perfectly okay to just stick out a foot or throw a handful of gravel out and watch them fall on their faces, and there should be no way that anybody can take any legal action against you. Because the number of times that I've been almost run into and the number of times I've been run into, I think that it should just be okay to fuck those guys up, because it's really annoying. And if you're a parent and you buy those for your kids, I should be allowed to kick you in the crotch. If I ran the world, there would be a lot more crotch kicking and a lot fewer kids running around with wheels on them. Why would you want to make your kids that much more mobile? I mean, a kid from age like 6 to age 20, the greater range of motion they have, the greater annoyance they are going to be to everyone who is not you, and possibly is you, too. So why would you want to increase their range of destruction, man? That just doesn't make any sense. It's hard enough to catch the little bastards and put them on wheels. Jeez. Shandi says, shouldn't eating yellow and blue snow cone give you green tongue? No, because you can't eat a yellow... Well, the yellow snow cone doesn't give you a yellow tongue, so no. Nerd says, new medium for the Sabretooth Lime, although he abbreviates it Satoli, or Satoli, which I can't support. Says, how about candy or hats? You know, that would be kind of fun, a Sabretooth Lime hat that was like the Naruto hat. With little teeth, only a giant green hat with fangs that came down over your eyes. That would be excellent. But no, it's something somewhat similar to that. Toonami says, lately I've been wearing my lime shirt and most people get pissed off and annoyed that they don't know what it means. Jesus, if I got pissed off and annoyed every time I didn't know what something meant, I would never, ever be in a good mood. Hold on just one moment for me. Sorry, I just had to swallow a whole bunch of phlegm. Mm-hmm. Naked Jew says, maybe Jake is an incestuous late bloomer. Eventually, he'll come into his own. Handy. Lilac says, if the information about level playing field core isn't completely under wraps, can we know how familiars will work? Will you come in with none at all, or just non-Mr. Store ones? None at all, most likely. Toonami says, whose idea was the ADD demon because it has mad skills but never gets the love it deserves? It's a pretty decent little familiar. It started as the coffee pixie back in the day and became the ADD demon on the 1-year anniversary of the store. But it was my idea to make it an ADD demon. It was initially an ADD elemental, but the functionality of it was something that Jake came up with back when it was the Coffee Pixie. So, coming up, October 6th or so is when we will change those familiars out again and come up with something non-bug themed. I mean, it's getting hard with familiars. Not only are we running out of mechanics, we're running out of animals. And Jake didn't want to do a unicorn last time, which I totally think we should. Little Candy Mountain kind of thing, and that would be great. Naked Juice says, why do clovers not disappear in a puff of smoke in an unceremonious way yet? Because that text in each clover adventure is not coded to appear. It is manually written into every clover adventure. So to change it would necessitate going into every clover adventure and changing it. So we're not going to do it. At least for a while. We got better things to do. May I remind you that we're at war. If we worry about unceremonious smoke, the terrorists have already won. The Monkey Man says, what is a Crembo Elf? A Crembo Elf is the familiar that was December's item of the month in 2000. Fires the bugger. Let me go look at the KOL wiki because it knows more about this game than I do. Let's search Crembo Elf. The Crembo Elf was December 2004's item of the month from Mr. Store. So, it's almost 3 years old. And, yeah. Crembo Elf was the, it's a combination of a baby gravy fairy and a saber-toothed lime. The bottled green pixie is a combination of an elemental gravy fairy, which, with a physical tune, and, well, actually, no, it's just an elemental gravy fairy with a physical tuning. So it does attack and dance like the Crembo Elf, but the frequency that it attacks and the amount of points it takes per attack is different. I grant that that is not something that most people are going to even notice. They're just going to say, well, this attacks the same way that Crembo Elf does. I think the main difference between the two is that you can get a green pixie right now, and you can't get a Crembo Elf right now. Naked Juice says, oh shit, Scully had a stroke. No, it's just all the sodium benzoate that I've been drinking. Let's see. The Monkey Man says, does increasing item drop rate increase the chance of... Spoiler. Increase the chance of getting a certain ultra rare, or is that wholly random? All of the ultra rares drop from ultra rare monsters, and nothing will make you more likely to encounter an ultra rare monster. So, no. Lico Correr says, can you guys add some kind of limit on how many items can be held in a mall shop at a time? I don't think so. I don't think that's exploitable. Sephorlock says, chat mods should be able... Safe for Work Garlock says, chat mods should be able to wang people at will. I think that the wang needs to be made a slightly more comprehensive effect. And then, yes, I think the chat mods should always have just an infinite number of wangs. I mean, they already do, but they should have the item. Zom Goober Clubber, stop it. Stop it. Bad. Huh, Amanda's Lover says, I'm afraid to say the Cockney rhyming slang does exist in real life. I'm British and have heard it spoken like a language. It is very confusing, though. Yeah, I would guess. So there are just whole blocks in Britain where if you try and talk to somebody, you won't be able to understand anything they say. Well, I guess for me, like, there are whole blocks of Tokyo where I can walk around and not understand anything anybody says except for Ohayou gozaimasu. Let's see. The other barber says Green Pixie only drops 3 tiny bottles of absinthe per day. Correct. No, 5. And... God, people just asking the same question over and over. Right, bots? Piss me off. Let's see. I'm curious to see... December 2006 was the Yuletide Troll. December 2005 was the Sweet Nutcracker. I see. It is really freaky to me that coming this October 6th, we are going to be on the 3rd anniversary of the store. 4th anniversary of the store, sorry. No, 3rd anniversary of the store. That is frightening to me. We'll be entering our 4th year of having a Mr. Store, and Mr. Store is younger than the game itself. Now, Lilac says the Tiffany Aching books are what young adult literature should be. I think that the Tiffany Aching books are kind of the same vein as the His Dark Material books, in which they are mistaken for children's literature because the protagonists are children. And I think the ideas that are explored in those books and the level at which they're written, nothing about that suggests that they are children's literature. It's just that the protagonists are children, so people think they must be books that are written for children. But I think they're books that can be read by children, but so can Stephen King. And especially with His Dark Materials, just an incredibly complex philosophical notions at work in there, and people shelf it next to like R.L. Stein's Fear Street books because the protagonists are children. Seems strange to me. Somewhat strange. And yeah, the Tiffany Aching books, if the Discworld books at all are books for grown-ups, and I think they are, then the Tiffany Aching ones definitely are. They're just shorter than the regular Discworld books. There's no difference in quality. Amanda's Lover says, I would smash you at Smash Brothers. Me, Jigglypuff, you, whoever. Thou shalt be owned. Huh, interesting. I've never been able to get any good play out of Jigglypuff. I usually play Pikachu so I can do the kind of lame lightning from the sky attack. So anybody that gets close to me, I just go, Pikachu! And blast them off the screen. Or, I've been known to play Link. But a lot of the Smash Brothers characters have special attacks that are kind of an instant kill-yourself attack, because they make you jump halfway across the screen, and if there happens to be someone in your way, awesome. If not, you just die. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the new Smash Brothers holds. Been checking. SmashBrothersDojo.com has a lot of stuff that is a lot of previews of that game, so if you're excited about it like I am, you should check it out. And I wish they would give me a fucking street date already. Jeez. Moff says, how come no outfit from the new content? Yeah, I just noticed that there was no outfit from the new content. And I made, I gave Zach a notice about it, to which he has not responded. So, I would bet on that happening, since last year's content did have an outfit. Kisela says, if we want peyote, a cactuar familiar should drop it. No, it would have to be a coyote if it were dropping peyote. Damn it. Tiz says, it's the benzoate, which is mutagenic, so you don't have to worry whether it is potassium or sodium flavored, so apparently I should just stop drinking so much diet stuff. That sucks. Everything that I enjoy doing, except for having sex with my wife, is turning out to be really bad for me. Apparently, somebody's going to come out with, Joshua Knight having sex with his wife causes cancer for everybody. That is the cause of all of the cancer in the world since my wedding, is me having sex with my wife, and then I won't be able to do anything I enjoy doing. Whiskey Jack says, is the Raffle House going to disappear at NS 13 or change to new first prizes? I don't know, maybe later. Let's see. Istanbul says, fuck no. I was the one who had been asking for absinthe forever. Remember, Jick said it would have to be made of my tears. Oatcan says, Swiper! No swiping, Swiper. Yeah, I remember now. Good eye, Swiper. Elroy Jetson says to check out his Green Pixie's name. I would be more impressed if your name was His Boy Elroy. Well, you could have at least equipped it. Jeez. He has a tiny URL as the name of his pixie. A tiny URL which loads up some kind of freaky absinthe-themed video. Sweet. Oh, good on ya, Elroy. Disco Rabbi says, I heard Kirby Superstar is coming out for the Virtual Console. That game kicks so much ass. Ever played it? I think... Let me check if we're talking about the same thing. I believe... If that's the Kirby puzzle game, then I have somewhat played it. What does it look like? No, it's not what I'm thinking of. It's a platformer. Never mind. I was thinking of the Kirby-themed ripoff of Super Puzzle Fighter, which used the exact same mechanism as Super Puzzle Fighter. But no, I haven't played Kirby Superstar. I haven't really played any other Kirby games, but I do like the ability to swallow Link and take his outfit. That's always fun. Somebody's really going to have a blast with that soundbite. Gamma Ray says, I still think there should be a birthday suit with people getting one piece on each KOL anniversary. Currently, the anniversary rewards are written out to 5 years, and I think we're going to roll those with NS13. Or before. Zong Uber Clever says you should be able to make a clock with a levitating potato and battery. What do you think? You don't make a clock out of a levitating potato and a battery. You make a clock out of a levitating potato and a clock. Jeez. Istanbul says, what can you do in point five of an adventure? What can't you do in half of an adventure? Jeez. What's up? A person says, hey guys, when you mix a tiny plastic sword with a cherry, lime, or jumbo olive, it says you mix up a refreshing cocktail when it is not a drink. This is bothersome. If that's bothersome, you really need to get out more. Darth Dad says, on the subject of metagaming, isn't knowing odds on the wand exploding metagaming? No. Well, yes, if you go beyond just knowing that if it says it's hot, you shouldn't make it hotter, then yes. How about what certain buffs, like brawnies, do? No, I would say it's an integral part of gameplay to know what the buff does, and figuring out is a fun thing to do. Or init values on monsters. Yes, that would be metagamey. Crimbo item functions. Not metagamey, because you need to know how they function to play the game. Familiar choice. Need to know what the familiars do to play the game. Pulls. Maximizing or minimizing what you pull out of Hanks is a way to play the game. Peeling back the layer of narrative over the code and trying to look at the raw code to figure shit out is metagamey, regardless of what anybody says. And it's not metagamey to observe what happens with the Brawny's Anthem of Absorption. It is metagamey to figure out that monsters occur in a certain order and how you can manipulate that order. It's kind of lame. I mean, go for it. Yeah, if it makes you happy, go for it, but don't be surprised if we get rid of it. I mean, geez. Bob128 says, what is the purpose of still having Ronin restrictions after you freed the king? I'm tired of that question. Tired of it. Devonin says, speaking of Gnarly, is Gnarly Gnome named for the Power Rangers villain of the same name, or was it a coincidence looking for good words to signify... It is entirely a coincidence. Although I used to watch Power Rangers when I was in high school. I know I was way too old for it, but if you skipped all of the crappy stuff in between the fights, then there was some pretty awesome Japan-filmed man-in-suit fights. Drunken Irishman says, if you do decide to throw in the F-bomb, might it be a reference to the old bar owner Doc from the Boondock Saints? Okay, so... Everyone had been telling me for years that I needed to watch the Boondock Saints, that it was incredible, it was awesome, and I really needed to see it, and I finally watched it, and the first hour or so is exactly as advertised. Once the, twitchy messenger boy guy joins them, it becomes less fun to watch and less awesome of a movie. Once Billy Connolly shows up and it's revealed who he is and what's going on, it gets to be even less of a good movie. And by the time you get to the end, it is kind of morphed into Natural Born Killers asking the same questions that Natural Born Killers asked, and in a far less interesting way. So, I don't know. There are people who are like, dude, if you love Pulp Fiction, you will absolutely love Boondock Saints, which I'm not sure I agree. It's kind of like saying, dude, if you loved Lord of the Rings, you're going to love Aragorn. Not quite the same. Okay, and if you loved Lord of the Rings, you'll love The Chronicles of Narnia. So, you know, it's not quite playing in the same league. You know, like, if you loved Blues Brothers, you'll love Tommy Boy. Not quite. It was an okay movie, but I would have enjoyed it a lot more if people hadn't told me it was like the second coming of Christ. Porcupine Spader said, should we start the Biscullion Nose Fund so that he might finally be able to smell? How about the Biscullion Roto-Rooter that is face-sized? Let's see, what else we got? Poop says, any chance of the KWE channel becoming not listen only? No. If there was enough of a market for people discussing what goes on in any given match, we would make a talking channel, but we definitely don't want to have any interruptions to the flow of the fight. Hi, Speculum has checked in. He will be joining you in approximately 15 minutes. Lenore's on, too. I wonder if she's excited about having a... Well, not a reference to her, but a reference to the same thing she's referencing, being added to the game. Now, Blackjack says, Jigglypuff is a sucky character. Ice climbers for the win. No way, dude. The ice climbers are so hard to control. They freak me out. What's Alpha Person says is the 668 scroll named after your old ID number. No, my old ID number was 688. And Whiskey Jack says, I only want them to glide around the office and puzzle my coworkers. You know, I think the only acceptable incarnation of those wheeled shoes would be if they had tiny little motors in them and they were mostly hidden when you were standing, so that you could just kind of glide across the carpet and confuse the shit out of people. That would make them worth having. But, you know, that's a toy that really should be for grown-ups. Gekon says, is there any chance of you making, like, better weapon item of the month? Define better. Define weapon. Define item. Define month. Southwest says, are there still Feely packs available? Are there still Feely packs available? I believe so. Yeah, we've still got two or three. So, you know, get those orders in. Boo-Boo says, are there any one-handed staves in the game? No, but there are one-handed utensils, which are similar in function, Mr. Anderson. Kizala says, one of the DJs lamented being limited in how many items they could send to a single person for winning a contest and wished for a DJ's contest box from the gift store that could hold an unlimited or at least really high number of items for when people win something like a complete set of Oyster Eggs and are in hardcore. But, yes, actually, I've wanted for quite a while for DJs to be able to send unlimited items in hardcore. I've also, you know, for a while they weren't even able to send items from Hank's, and we fixed that, but they still kind of have to have these prize multis. So. Kashal asks if she can have 4 billion meat. Sure, go ahead. Be my guest. apparently there's this town called there's this language called Boontling that was a slang language in Boonville, Colorado around 1880. I think I'm going to have to learn Boontling so that I can just speak it and confuse people. That's really cool. I want my own slang language. That'll be fab. NardArgent says, if you're going to have a coyote that drops peyote, it should be a spirit guide. Coyote is a great trickster in some Native American cultures. Yes, they are. Yeah. If we had a coyote, it would have to be a combination spirit guide and thing that was constantly being hit by anvils. Booba says, so Mr. Skullhead, why does Jake not like Super Smash Bros. Melee? Does he suck at it or something? He does. He maintains that it's not the fact that he sucks at it that makes him dislike it. It's the fact that it's so chaotic that you can't help but suck at it. And he maintains that the mechanism by which you knock people off the screen is completely random and the numbers don't make any sense. I've tried to explain to him that the percentage of damage you have incurred is directly related to how far you fly when somebody hits you. How far you fly when somebody hits you is also contingent upon which type of attack they did. So if they kick you and you're at 100% damage, you fly farther than you would if you were at 80% damage. If they do a smash attack on you at 100% damage, you fly farther than you would if you were kicked at 100% damage. It's fairly simple, I think. And if you fly far enough off the screen, you don't get to come back. Istanbul says, I want those wheeled shoes, but with the wheel spikes like on the Bond cars. You think I'm passing you by, but I just shredded your ankles. Yeah, that would also open the door for kind of chariot races with people wearing the little wheel shoes. And, you know, like being pulled by horses. I mean, pulled apart by horses. Because they're annoying. They're annoying. Annoying. Plunder Bunny says, sorry if this has been asked before, but why is there no use all button useful for DoD boxes, converting clovers, etc.? I think that there should be... But see, there's a use multiple, and you could just click the use multiple, and then you could input a number into the use multiple box that was equivalent to the number of them in your inventory, and that would be just like using them all. Bob128 says, what games for any console are you looking forward to for the next year or two? I only have a Wii of the next-gen consoles. Looking forward to the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix game for the Wii. Looks really interesting if they don't mess it up with by making it too complicated with the control scheme and that kind of thing. I've yet to play an actual game on the Wii that's not a series of puzzle games or mini games, that kind of stuff. So if they can pull it off, apparently you'll be able to cast spells by moving the remote around in patterns, which is awesome. So I'm looking forward to that. Super Mario Galaxy and Smash Brothers. Seems like they should have already rolled, but have not, which is kind of annoying. Heh. Chazzo says, I always thought a familiar that gave you access to the 16-bit realm would be cool. It would be nice if there was a 16-bit realm, but the monsters and stuff in the 8-bit realm are just so iconic for people who grew up with the 8-bit Nintendo, and it seems like there aren't that many villains, heroes, items for the Super Nintendo that would be that iconic, that, like, I instantly know what you're talking about. So, perhaps not. Let's see. Done with questions. Going back up to early questions. And not finding any questions and stuff. says riveting. Runava says, I always thought after you unlocked the 11 plus tattoo that there should be an option to skip the Naughty Sorceress quest and go straight to fighting her. Just a daydream. Any thoughts? I mean, by that logic, you should be able to skip every quest and just fight all the bosses. And I suppose that would be okay, except for the fact that we reward people with places on the leaderboard for doing fast runs. And that would just immediately make your runs so, so much shorter. Let's see. Colonel Hogg says, you know what's cool? Power metal albums, of which the entirety of the songs are based on Lord of the Rings. I love Blind Guardian. I like Blind Guardian. I wouldn't say that I love them. The guy's voice is a little grating in large doses. Silence there, nothing more. Disco Rabbi says, not trying to make the Librem any more like the Tome, but shouldn't there be a black candy heart? It would naturally give the effect heart full of black. We thought about it, but it seemed like, given there were more effects in those hearts than there were in the snow cones, that we didn't want to do that. Plus, everyone would be like, oh, you're just totally ripping yourselves off. And another person who played Slave Hack and had no trouble getting in and participating. And G. Valco says, how screwed up is it to get into a car accident on your 21st birthday? And it wasn't even my fault. It's incredibly screwed up. I hope that it was after you were done drinking and that you were also not driving. But, yeah, it would suck to have your entire 21st birthday ruined. Most people only have the last couple of hours of their 21st birthday ruined by throwing up and begging for death. Although my 21st birthday consisted of my parents gave me $210 for my birthday present, so I took 100 of that and bought a bunch of alcohol and invited just a ton of people to my college apartment, and maybe a third of them, quarter of them showed up. And most of them didn't stay very long, and I had all this booze that I had bought to supply to them, and the one girl that I was interested in came and ended up hooking up with one of my friends, so I ended the night with like half a buzz on watching one of my friends make out with the girl that I wanted to hook up with. So I think getting completely hammered and begging for death in the middle of the night would have been somewhat a better way to go. Yeah, I used to be really pathetic. You have no idea. Before I was famous on the internet, I was such a loser, and now I'm just so made of awesome, people don't even believe me. True Evil says, hey guys, I have a couple of things. First, thanks for all the new content. It's some of the funniest in the game, and I enjoyed it completely. Thank you very much. Secondly, can you please make super likelies actually likely with NS13? We all know the mechanic doesn't exist. You are so wrong. So wrong. Mudkip says, why doesn't Scully lick me anymore? Did I ever lick you? I don't know. I don't quite remember you. Why are you talking like that? And Nivizan says, do you really own a golden Lamborghini? Yes. It's a Ferrari, though. It's the kind of golden Lamborghini that's a Ferrari. Echelon wants a hammock and a pony. Well, not really a pony, but he does want a hammock. I think if you're going to have a hammock and a pony, you need to have both, and you need to have the pony in the hammock. Oh, that's true. You could have two ponies with a hammock strung between them. But then what if you got, like, your ankles tangled up in one end of the hammock and your wrists tangled up in the other end of the hammock and the two ponies started running in opposite directions? Right. Or toward a tree. They would do that. I mean, those guys aren't... You know, ponies are assholes. Not very many people know that. Surflex says, why doesn't Zap stuff appear on the same... part of the inventory is cook stuff or make cocktails near the top. I think that would be a good idea because I hate having to find my wand every time I want to zap something, and don't quote me on that. Lil Hop 03 says, do you know a good website for figuring out the heavy door code? Yeah, every time I send, I just go to Google and type KOL, or just door code generator will do it for me. And it pulls up somebody who did the hard work for me. When Riff put that in, I said, I'm never going to be able to ascend again. Because that's the kind of puzzle that try with all my might and try with all my love, I just cannot parse. It's like the super smart guy who can't figure out how to get his fingers out of the Chinese finger cuffs. Like, I know it's not that hard, and I know that there are ways to do it, but every time I try, I just get so confused that I have to stop. Cybersci Fanaticus says, Jake recently denied my custom avatar. He said the lines were too thin. Can someone point out exactly what lines are too thin so I can fix them? No, I can't. I think the best way to do it, since that looks pretty much like something that you should just let Jake make. And he wouldn't animate it, but it's not really that animated anyway. But I'm sorry I got rejected, and no, I can't tell you which lines are too thin. Concentrate and ask again later. Terry Tamari Shikamaru, what is it with you people? Speak American. Any chance of seeing some sort of fan as a weapon? I don't know. I think like a baseball fan or a anime fan would be kind of a fun weapon. But no, probably not. Are you one of those Fushigi Yugi watching people who wants a fan that can spit fire for some reason? J. Rare says, what is the phrase that pays? You're listening to WKOL, because we know our listeners. That's the phrase that pays. And none too soon, I'm going to hand off to iSpeculum and leave you to enjoy having your face rocked gently by that man himself. So, thank you for listening, folks. I'll see you next week, and also tomorrow afternoon, playing a lot more music and doing a lot less talking. Thank the gods. Here is iSpeculum. Enjoy.
Out the door, just in time. Head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. Superman. I'm no Superman. You've got your love online. You think you're doing fine, but you're just plugged into the wall. That deck of tarot cards won't get you very far. There ain't no hands to break your fall. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta know just when to fold. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. finish line. Won the race but lost your mind. Was it worth it after all? Superman. I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman. Yeah. I'm no Superman.